Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings from the North Pole Newsroom. I'm Elf Holly Berry reporting. It is Christmas morning in much of the world, but even as most celebrate Christmas, there are just a few left still anticipating it. In Sector 5, believers in most of Alaska and in the far western Pacific are still awaiting Santa's arrival. Let's check in with Elf Ashley Holiday for an update on Sector 5.
Holly, you are correct. Santa still has a lot of ground to cover, but most of it's over water. That means few stops, high speeds, and quick visits.
Ashley, do you know in advance where Santa is going?
No, we don't. But at this stage in the flight, the team here at the Regional Tracking Center knows who has had a visit from Santa and who has not, and it's plain to see now what Santa's intentions are. He's not slowed down even a little bit, so for those out there who have not yet gone to bed, we strongly encourage that you get there.
What is the team there in Minnesota doing, knowing that Santa is winding up his ride for this year?
Almost everyone is packing their bags, Holly. The sleighs are lining up outside because once Santa is done and on track to return to the North Pole, so are the rest of us.
That sounds like a plan, Ashley. We'll see you soon. From the North Pole, where the Christmas party for us is not far from starting, I'm Elf Holly Berry reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.